This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. It's a Friday, yep, Friday before a long weekend for so many of you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Adam Crowley, he is in his spot. Check us out on video. You can see our is our live stream working today, Adam?
You're darn tootin'.
Okay, so it is working today. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How you doing? Excited for the weekend?
I am. I'm excited. Vacation starts at 10:01 p.m. or a.m., excuse me, today. So there's that. And about that live stream, by the way, I should give you the address, 937thefan.com. You can click on it. It says live stream. Watch us live right there at the top. So there is that. All right, Adam. This is, I vaguely sort of kind of heard this story that you were alluding to, and this was yesterday, I guess. You told the story today. The events happened yesterday about changing into shorts because, oddly enough, I have to pull the maneuver today of getting changed in the car because I got somewhere to – long story short, I got to pick up my son at camp, but it's a different – there's a schedule conflict, not a conflict, and then I have to run and make it right to workout. And but I have to drop him off at home, and then I will be cutting it very close where I won't even really have time to run into the locker room at workout. I'll just shoot right into the workout facility. So it's much easier, but I have time before I pick him up. So thus I can change. Actually, my stuff's out in the car.
Work it out. We can do this.
I might just get changed here.
There you go. Just during a break.
I might just
Clark
do that.
Clark Kent into the bathroom.
After the show.
Yeah.
I might get changed. Anyway, but nonetheless, it coincides with this. You had an event yesterday where in your life, where it was best to change clothes in the car because someone wouldn't let you get changed in the store? Tell this.
Yeah, so I've got construction going on at my house, so I have to park like 8-10 minutes away. Not that I've timed it or anything. So I didn't have time to go park my car, run to my house. I was wearing jeans. I had lunch plans. It was way too hot for jeans. I didn't think ahead. So instead of going home, I needed a new pair of shorts anyhow. I go to Marshall's. I get a pair of shorts. As I'm going in to try them on, I say to the woman, I know these are going to fit. I'm going to buy these. Can I try them on, but also just wear them out of the store? And her response to me was, no, you can't do that.
Okay, because they let you do that at shoe places.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like if you want to say, hey, I want to wear the shoes home, or a hat place.
Okay. I think pretty much any place.
Would she have let you purchase them, then go into the restroom or the changing room and done that?
I bet you if I had done it in reverse, I would have been allowed.
I just wouldn't have told her. I would have purchased it, then gone into the bathroom and changed.
That would have been the smarter play.
Yeah.
You don't need to. Don't ever give up more information than you need to. That was the problem.
Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness.
Well, there wasn't even any forgiveness. You would have already purchased it. So then what did you do?
Well, I go out into my car, into the back seat. I laid the seats down so I had ample room.
Oh, my.
Didn't start the car, so it's 147 degrees in there. Whipped off my jeans, took the tags off the shorts, pulled them up, all the while sweating. It was quite the ordeal. In the parking lot of Marshall's.
So you're in the back seat of your hot, sweaty car.
Right.
Pantsless.
Mm-hmm.
In a public parking lot.
Pants on the ground.
I mean, somebody could have come along and thought it was a Reese McGuire type situation.
They could have. I was very concerned about this, honestly, because the windows in my car are not opaque, are opaque. You can see right through, not tinted at all.
Uh-huh.
I was really on my horse. I mean, I was trying to change as fast as I possibly could. And the whole thing was for me to stay cool whenever I went to have lunch. Meanwhile, I'm dripping with sweat because my dumb ass didn't start the car beforehand either and get the
No, you should have just got changed in the back.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was the play. You gave this woman way too much control over your comfort.
Yeah, I just took it at face value. She said no. I said, okay.
Jeez.
And that was the end of that.
There's a lot going on there. A lot going on there.
Like, why does she feel the need? That's an over-officious fitting room attendant.
Yeah, she's wielding whatever small amount of power she feels like she's got.
Uh-huh.
Did you end up buying the stuff from her? Was she your checkout person?
She was not.
See?
She's just the arbiter of all things changing room.
Right.
The grand poobah of you can't take clothes.
How many items do you have? Okay, I'm going to put that number on the front of the door so you can't get away with sneaking out of here with something.
You know what? I even did the thing where I said, you can have the hanger because I don't need the hanger for these shorts. And you know what she said? You can take that to the front too.
She made me.
I had to refold the shorts and put them on the hanger.
This lady didn't like the look of you. She thought you were some kind of degen come to steal something from her fitting room area.
Speaking of Marshalls, by the way, how long did you spend in Marshalls?
8 minutes.
Every once in a while, I'll run into Marshalls and grab, if I need to, if I'm looking for and want to find a pair of like a cheap, they're great for like undershorts for working out.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? So you can find a pair like that. But if you really sift through the stuff at like Marshalls or TJ Maxx, you'll be looking and there'll be like a Steelers shirt, right? And then you'll go through and then there'll be like Central Michigan.
Yes.
And then you'll go next, it'll be like San Diego State. And then it'll be like Oregon State basketball.
And then the next shelf over is chocolate covered pretzels for some reason.
Yes.
The hodgepodge of stuff at that place is incredible.
I have a buddy that's his thing where he'll show up one day to work and he's got, I don't know, like a Montclair State Golden Eagles t-shirt on that he got for $8.
You know, we talked about like planning ahead for Christmas gifts and stuff though. Those places, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, are the ultimate for I've got to knock out like 9 different people on my Christmas shopping list. You get the chocolate covered pretzels. You get this candle. I don't know what it smells like. I'm not taking the time to sniff it. You get this Steelers a pair of Steelers gloves. Oh, perfect for you. Literally everything can be bought in that place.
You're right about that. And I think every man has been there at some point. Colin's smart. Colin's planning for Christmas now.
Right.
But the rest of us,
idiots we are.
I do it every year. December 23rd. Oh, Dad, this candle smells like bacon. I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then there'll be next to it like, you're right, like edible stuff.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, how long has that been there?
Why are these pistachios popcorn next to boxer briefs?
And there's a little bit of dust because no one wanted to buy the pistachios. And then there's the weird, like, outdoor, you can buy this trinket to put in your yard. So, like, oh, here's a statue of a frog.
Yeah.
That you can put in your front yard.
Wearing a crown because he used to be a prince or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's very strange.
So, how sweaty were you? Did it defeat the whole purpose?
Oh, big time, brother. Big time. I had to. You ever do the move where you put the air conditioning on in your car and you get one blowing at your face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I took the other one and I pointed it straight down at the old giblets there.
Yeah, that's a big move. I like that.
You got to cool it down, the undercarriage. You got to find a way. And you take the ones from the passenger side and you turn them towards you. You just got every air conditioner blowing right at you.
Oh, man. So how much were the shorts? Okay.
I'm wearing them now, $14.99.
That was my next question. Were they shorts that were a one-off or were they, you don't want to spend too much because you're not going to spend like $30 on a pair of shorts at Marshalls because they're not going to be your forever shorts, but they're not just going to be a one-off shorts. You're like, I'll get through the summer with these. Was that your thought?
Yes. That's exactly the thought.
Okay.
Good move by you.
These are ones that I'll get through the summer with.
Would have been better had you just worn shorts in the first place or changed in the bathroom and not let the fitting room lady take control of your life.
I just can't believe that you didn't. I'm not saying you're not street smart, but you kind of aren't. Why?
That's fair.
Why did you allow this woman to take command of your decisions? You should have had... Don't tell people more than you need. They need to know.
I tell my wife that all the time, too, because generally I'm pretty good about that.
But and you're not cheating it. You're still purchasing something from her.
Right. And so I think her process is, in her mind, what are you going to do? You're going to sit up on the counter and they're going to scan your butt? No, I'll just take the tag off and hand it to
you.
Let's practice this. Do you have a watch on?
No.
Okay, do you have a cell phone? Do you have a cell phone?
Right here.
Okay, we're going to practice this. This is how you're going to go about your life from now on. Adam, a random guy walks up to you in the street. Here's a case in not telling people more than they need to know. Adam, do you have the time?
Yes.
Stop right there. Perfect. That's your answer.
I just don't tell them the actual time. I just
they
say
only
yes.
asked you if you had the time.
Don't give more than you need to. That's
right.
A good example.
That was perfect. I'm glad you were. Okay, now we're continuing. Adam, do you have the time?
Yes.
Would you let me know what the time is?
Oh, sure. It's 5:50.
Thank you, Adam. See, there you don't tell people more than they need to know or more than they ask for.
We were at a church function once.
There, that was perfect by you.
I nailed it.
He's going to screw it up in real life, though, still.
Yeah, it's a conditioned learning thing. My father-in-law, oversharer, big time. We were at a church function after Mass getting donuts. And we sit down at a table, and I want to talk to him, my wife, and my mother-in-law. That's it. I don't need to talk to other parishioners. And people sit down at the table with us because there's only so many spots to sit. And he turns and goes, he's on the radio. You can hear him. You can check him out at www. And he gave him the website for where I used to work.
Oh.
Your
father-in-law?
Yes.
What does he do?
He's retired now.
He just tells everybody's business.
Yeah,
that's
right.
His thing. Okay, got it.
What the hell? What? And now I'm talking to these. Oh, I heard you. No, you hadn't.
Where's he live?
Not Lebanon.
Okay. And so he's just about people's business.
He feels the need to fill silences.
Was he trying to be friendly?
And yeah.
Great.
Best man. Just the nicest damn man.
Right.
But I don't need to talk to these people about me.
No.
No, they don't care.
Ever.
You don't need to talk to these people, period. You're there for, like, the free donuts and stuff,
and
right?
And coffee, that's it.
Yes, yes. Oh, gosh. How did that end? Was the guy like, oh, yeah.
He's probably still there talking to him.
What about, Mason Rudolph? You understand why? And I got a lot of flack for it. Why, when I'm on vacation, somebody that has eye black on their face and a Lewis Lips jersey, if they're sitting over there, I go the other way. Because they're going to want to talk about the Steelers or Malkin's contract or this or that. And I'm not being aloof. I just...
You're not working.
I don't need that.
It's fair. It's fair.
And that's why I don't... And more to the... This is the part that people missed about that. It's why I don't wear Steelers clothes or Pirates clothes or whatever on vacation. Not because they're going to recognize me as who I am because I'm a nobody. But they gravitate towards that and then want... Say you're just sitting on a shuttle bus somewhere. Oh, Steelers shirt, you're from Pittsburgh. And I don't lie. So I'll say, yes. He'll say, oh, man. That's why I'm plain Jane. I look like a European on vacation.
If it happens in passing, right? The person and you recognize each other as Western Pennsylvanians because of some sort of thing you're wearing. It happens in passing. It's much more acceptable. Like, I'm on the beach down in Florida a couple weeks ago, right? Helping my kid dig out a sand for a sandcastle. And I had this hat on.
Penn State.
For those not watching, I have a Penn State hat on. And some guy was jogging down the beach. And all I got as he ran by was, we are. And he just kept running.
I can deal with that.
That nice, quick, clean. He didn't stop to talk to me. He didn't ask what dorm I lived in when I was up there.
But you run the risk.
You do. And I'm okay with that as long as you keep it quick.
Colin, you're still getting it for that too, which is, it's hilarious to me. My good friend... He sent me this picture. He's wearing a Pirates bucket hat on the beach, and he goes, please show this to your buddy Colin.
And you know what my response is? Because I get this every day still. Mine is, I would never tell you what to wear.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't choose to wear that.
Yeah. Well, that
more
people
power
miss
to
that.
You.
It's not like you were saying
say,
you guys
you
are all idiots.
You can't wear this. All I said was, that wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
No one told you couldn't do that.
Now, I do the opposite. I put it all on.
Yeah.
And because I've just been conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Pittsburgh thing.
Like if I walked up and there was beach spaces, and I saw that guy in the pirate hat, I wouldn't make him out to be the worst guy in the world. I wouldn't even make him out to be a bad guy. I would just choose to sit a little further away from him because I know if he's wearing that—
You don't want to get sucked in.
He is advertising where he's from, thus—
He does
wants
wanna,
that to be a jumping off point for a conversation.
It's his identity.
Correct. It would just be if somebody was wearing a political candidate shirt.
Right.
No, same exact thing.
No, it's a really good point.
So you like Dukakis, huh?
Yes. Well, depends on what time it is.
Yeah.
Depends on how much I've had to drink.
Never in public.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Aditi Kinkabala, she joins at 7:30 today. Alex Kirshner, he has a wonderful podcast. Split Zone Duo knows everything about college football. We talked to him about college football because right now no one knows anything about college football, so he's going to try. Michael McHenry, former Bucko, you can catch his act on television. He's great. God bless. 9 o'clock. He's wonderful. And Donnie Football pulled it off. He ran all those miles. So we'll talk to him at 9:30. Pirates are hitting home runs, but they're still not winning a bunch of games. We start with that. Hello.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.